We're going to talk about unhelpful thoughts. So we've already discussed unhelpful beliefs, and these can give a rise to various unhelpful thoughts and automatic thoughts and thinking styles. Now, these thoughts can become distorted, inaccurate, or exaggerated, and they often serve to help keep our unhelpful beliefs going. It's important for us to recognise and diffuse these thoughts while remembering that your brain is generating them, and often our brain will just take over at times. We've talked about self-compassion, and we've talked about how we may get stuck within thought loops. And if you haven't watched that session, it's worthwhile going back to session number one to have a look at self-compassion and acceptance. But one thing that we can do is notice unhelpful thoughts. So it may not be just about challenging those thoughts, but also noticing them so we're aware of them. So what might these unhelpful thoughts look like? Quite often, it changes our thinking style. Thinking styles such as shoulds, all or nothing, black or white, overgeneralization, or catastrophizing. So this is what it might look like. Shoulds could be, I should not eat cake. This is because it's bad. All or nothing, or black and white thinking is, I haven't eaten well today, so I might as well just not eat tomorrow. Overgeneralization is, everybody's on a diet. Catastrophizing is, if I weighed a certain amount, then people wouldn't like me. The first step to being able to notice these unhelpful thoughts is thinking about our thinking styles and labeling them. We're going to have a look at some different diffusion techniques that we can use. We're going to talk about diffusion techniques. Now, we may sometimes get stuck within thought loops, and this is because of the way that our brain has evolved. Again, go back to session number one and have a look about our self-compassion and acceptance of our brain. Quite often, our brain is trying to keep ourselves safe, which is why it's telling us things that maybe don't feel quite safe at that time. It's trying to coach you through the situation. But one of the first steps that we need to do when we're looking at diffusion is naming the thought. So when you're grappling with an upsetting thought or image, try using a phrase such as, I am having the thought. And this can help create a mental distance between you and the thought. So for example, if I was starting to get an image that everybody was talking about me, I may say, I am having the thought that everybody is talking about me. And the aim is to take it away from the way that I am feeling and so that it's out there. The other things that can be helpful is looking at releasing statements. While it can be really difficult to believe affirmations and it may feel uncomfortable for some people, considering practicing self-forgiveness exercises. So when you notice an unhelpful thought, flip it around and release yourself from the emotion. For example, you might say, it's okay that I'm feeling shame. That's just my brain. You've learned all about how the brain has evolved. Take some time to try out the diffusion techniques over this next week and see if they're helpful for you.